This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
All right, it's Overreaction Monday, live from ESPN Studios. It's Barton Hahn, presented by Progressive Insurance. Get in line now, Overreaction Monday. You can be part of Barton Hahn Nation. On the Dr. Pepper call line, you can call us at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776, ESPN Nation. Presented by Dr. Pepper. It ain't college football season without the delicious taste of an ice-cold Dr. Pepper. It's the one fans deserve. Bart Scott, what is your first overreaction on this Monday of Week 13?
Well, I have so many, but before I start there, we got to probably have to go with the breaking news, right? And the breaking news is that Baker Mayfield has been cut, right? Mm-hmm. So when you think about Baker Mayfield being cut, why would they cut him, right?
He has to be cut.
Exactly. Why did he ask to be cut? He asked to be cut because he saw yesterday there was an opportunity in the San Francisco game for an opportunity for him to be a backup, an opportunity for him maybe to be the long-term solution at backup, because now what we know about Jimmy G is that he is a quarterback and he is Super Bowl worthy, but he's a guy that you can't rely on or count on to stay healthy. We've all been around those players that just always finds a way to get hurt. And what we saw was Jimmy G is that player. And even with a backup, Mr. Irrelevant himself, they still beat the Dolphins. So first, I'll pat myself on the back three times.
There you go.
Because I told everybody that the Miami Dolphins on the road. So all you guys in Fort Myers, Miami, Fort Lauderdale, everybody that want to call up today, please have that same energy. I want the same energy that you guys have. Because guess what? I'm on my petty mode today.
Yes.
Because guess what? It wasn't even like just a beating. This was an ass kicking, right? And everything, pretty balls, the most accurate balls didn't seem so accurate when that smoke was up on that ass yesterday, right? So keep that same energy when you call me and you call into the show. Don't hide. Don't run. Yeah. Call in and hold yourself accountable. The same way that you hold me accountable, if Tua Tagovailoa and Jimmy G would have stayed healthy and they would have blew the damn San Francisco 49ers out. So, back to my original point.
Yeah,
when Miami goes out with this three-game run, we're going to find out about who they are, what they are. And I understand. Mm-hmm. You're going to say, hey, Bart, but guess what? They're going to go beat barbecue chicken. The Chargers lost. Don't matter. Styles make fights. Because guess what? Next week may be one of the most exciting. Listen, the scoreboard operator might get carpal tunnel. He might die. Because it should be a shootout. It may be one of the most exciting. We might be watching Texas Tech versus Houston tomorrow, next week, when the Dolphins face the Chargers. But it doesn't mean that Miami's going to come back or come out on the other side. And then guess where they go? Guess where they go after that, Allen?
The frozen tundra.
Oh, so now Bart is right. We're going to find out about him on the road. So everybody in Fort Myers, everybody that's Dolphin fans that had all that energy for me, keep that same energy. Because guess what? My reaction wasn't an overreaction. It was insight, and it was a legitimate take from a guy that's been in this game for a long time that's seen Miami and what and who they are. So keep that same energy. So that's my first action and reaction, but Baker Mayfield is trying to revitalize his career because if he can go there and a young kid struggles and he can come in and just be efficient, he's going to have an opportunity to maybe be the backup long term for San Francisco at a discount, but he'll have an opportunity to rebrand and revitalize his career because the Carolina experience was a failed one and he has nobody to blame with himself. I never seen somebody get hated so fast. So, right. I don't know. Maybe the third time's a charm. I wasn't
there for a minute, but I'll tell you what. First and foremost, I had a feeling this was going to be that. When I saw the final score, I was obviously working last night, saw the final score of that game in San Francisco. I just thought of Bart, and I was thinking,
I'm putting cases on all you.
Exactly.
I was just begging for the petty. I didn't want to make it obvious at the start of the show. You started talking Baker, and I'm like, no. And then you brought it, and that's what I want to know, because we heard nothing but all kinds of smoke from all of the Dolphins
Bert
fans.
Bert the hater. He's trying to get big. He's talking about Tua getting hurt.
So call in now. Overreaction Monday, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Don't be the guy that calls in yelling at Bart, and then all of a sudden your fingers are broken. You can't dial a number anymore. I can't press that number on my phone because my fingers broke over the weekend. Like, come
what,
on.
What happened was I was busy Monday.
Yeah,
I got to check it into savings, and then it's Christmas time. I had to get a Christmas tree for the kids.
It ain't say ESPN.
You better not say you had to shovel snow. Ain't no snow in Miami because I just came from there.
Oh, man. You know, I almost feel like instead of getting into some stuff, let's get right to it because I do want to hear some people. Let's get right to it.
Yes, let's go straight to the people.
Let's go, man. Jeff is in Howard Beach. Come on, Jeff.
Hey, what's up, buddy? I'm a Dolphin fan, and I'm not going anywhere, but my team is 8-4. We control our own destiny. And how does it feel that the Jet fans are going to be the biggest Dolphin fans next Sunday, rooting for them against
the Dolphins? No, we won't.
And by the way, we play without our starting right tackle and our left tackle.
So what? Those same New York Jets is playing without Vera Tucker, who's probably the great. We're playing without Vera Tucker, who's probably one of the best linemen in the game. Play left tackle, play right tackle, play right guard, left guard. Oh, and we're missing our first round draft pick. Oh, yeah, Mekhi Becton, the guy that Baldinger was salivating over, smacking people out of the damn club his rookie year. So don't call me with that BS about, oh, my God, it's football. It's somebody's hurt. Everybody's hurt. Shut up.
Now we got the excuses coming. Let's go, Marvin.
And guess what? Marvin, I'm not a damn Dolphins fan because I want the Bills to kick their ass too, and so they'd be 3 out, so my prediction of them not making the playoffs could be correct.
You're a Bart fan first. Hey, Marvin in Tampa, what you got for us?
Okay, so first off, let me start out by saying I'm really not happy that you guys aren't going to be on national air anymore because I love listening to your show. Bart, you're hilarious. You guys are a perfect combination. But that being said, I am a Dolphins fan. Die hard. From day one, the Jets, J-E-T-S, suck, suck, suck. I don't care who's on there listening. Okay, number two, when it comes to the game, we had 3 starting offensive linemen out.
Oh,
our second best receiver was hurt.
They play with Mr. Irrelevant. They play with Mr. Irrelevant.
It didn't look bad.
They played with Mr. Irrelevant.
Was not what that game was.
Bro,
that
bro,
started the QB.
They played with Mr. Irrelevant, a rookie quarterback that was the last pick of the draft, and you're making excuses about your tackles? Are you kidding me? You still had Waddle. You still had Tyreek Hill. Oh, my God.
Wow.
You're saying that you much rather. So would you much rather play with your third-string backup? Because that was your excuse when the Jets beat them. Oh, that was our backup. They play with Mr. Irrelevant that has no career starts in his career. Dude was in Iowa State last year. He wasn't at Alabama. He wasn't at Florida. He wasn't at Michigan. The dude was at Iowa State. And you going to tell me that that should be an advantage to you? Come on, son.
I love it.
You're killing me. You're killing me with that excuse. That's the weakest excuse ever. They played with Mr. Irrelevant, not a seasoned veteran backup. They didn't throw Joe Flacco in there. They didn't throw Sam Darnold, Baker Mayfield. They threw Mr. Irrelevant. You know why it's called Mr. Irrelevant? Because he shouldn't make a roster. That's why we sent him to Disney World to keep him from jumping off the cliff.
And now the 49ers have to decide where they go from here with Mr. Irrelevant because Jimmy G is out for the season. That foot injury early on, you already know that you don't have.
Hey, tell me this. How bad do you want to win? How bad do you want to win?
Well, let's first just hear from Kyle Shanahan about the situation now that they're in. A 49ers team that you strongly believed had a shot to make a run here because that defense, which looked at yesterday, except for the first play of the game, of course.
Yeah.
But then, and that offense had so many weapons, the Niners were looking like that team that was about to send a message to the NFC. Kyle Shanahan on the loss of Jimmy G.
I mean, just hearing it was pretty crushing. I mean, we know what Jimmy's been through, how hard he's worked at this. You know, I got that news a little in the second quarter, so it was a little different for me, even just how happy we were with that game. That was a really cool game just as a team and all the stuff that went on throughout the game and just be able to overcome some things. And it was such a special win, but definite mixed emotions hearing about Jimmy. I told the guys right after the game, and so I know that gave them some mixed emotions fast too, but it was a hell of a job by Brock coming in, stepping it up. He did a real good job today, and we're going to be ready to do our best to overcome this.
Yeah, so Brock Purdy again comes in, as Bart mentioned, Mr. Irrelevant, the last pick in the draft, comes in and gets the win.
And Miami's making an excuse. They play with Mr. Irrelevant. You're saying we missed our – so what's your excuse next week when you play without him? And the week after that?
Well, yeah,
at some point, you got to accept that. But there's no way that shouldn't be a mismatch. You got your two best outside weapons, and you got your starting quarterback that you said should be an MVP candidate. That's what they said.
And the quarterback did not play well, and he admitted they scored on the first play and then only managed 10 points the rest of the game. 49ers defense, everybody's saying, well, who are they playing? Who are they playing? Well, they just shut down. They just shut down one of the most prolific offenses in the league this season, and that was a good performance. But then, there's a lot to get you.
I got a question for you, Alan. I'm about to come in the Zoom so you can see my face.
I see your face.
So let me tell you this, right? You know what's funny? Mm-hmm. Baker Mayfield may have some information. Hey, Mel, you know, we'll look at you. Where did Robert Saleh come from?
Came from San Francisco.
San Francisco kind of don't care about them picks, right? Because they know they think that this season is now, right?
Mm-hmm.
How about you send me a third round or a fourth round pick? I give you Joe Flacco. You want a Super Bowl MVP with that type of running game, offense, somebody that can throw the ball within the pocket, somebody that was throwing for 350 yards plus.
But don't they want somebody more mobile, though?
It ain't about being mobile. Jimmy G not mobile.
Yeah, mobile enough.
Jimmy G is accurate.
Yeah.
And he has decent arm strength. Wouldn't you much rather have Joe Flacco than have Baker Mayfield with a weak-ass arm and a guy that's not a leader of men and a guy that don't have football acumen like Joe Flacco, who's flourished in multiple offenses, who you've seen more recently play good football? How did Joe Flacco look in the three games that he was able to fill in for
For Zach Wilson, he looked capable but immobile, and that was the biggest concern.
But you don't have
his immobility.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, you did. Yes,
how mobile do you have to be when you have arguably the greatest left tackle since Jonathan Ogden on the left side? How mobile do you have to be when you have running backs galore?
And everything's quick strike in that offense,
yes,
too. Now, the other
point.
Thing, the other part of it, too, and again, we got your calls covered. This is going to be a fun Overreaction Monday. They always are. They never disappoint. And by the way, we haven't even mentioned the Cowboys yet and what they did. Lamar Jackson.
Screw them. Yeah,
hey, Bart, I got a question for you. Who owned the Chief? Remember
look
from Slapshot?
Look at me. Andy.
Yeah.
I the captain. I'd have capped it. I told you styles make fights, and I told you Joe Burrow was going to make the Kansas City defense have to play defense. And I said it 1, 2, 3. Yeah, that's me. Yeah, Kurt Angle.
Himself on the back for those who can't see Bart Scott right now. My goodness, the energy already off the charts at the very beginning here. And we haven't even explained the Baker Mayfield situation. So Bart's saying, forget about Baker Mayfield, who's going to be released, according to reports, today. And he could be somebody. Remember the Stefanski, Shanahan tree thing? Like, is it something to be some familiarity? Whatever it is.
Same type of offense, right?
Yeah, well, and it's off the tree. But Bart say, what about Joe Flacco? There are options for the Niners. We have your calls. 888-ESPN, 888-729-3776. But first, let's pause because I do want to tell you about LinkedIn. These days, every new potential hire can feel like a high-stakes wager for your small business. You want to be 100% certain that you have access to the best qualified candidates available, and that's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs helps find the right people for your team faster and for free. Creating a free job post on LinkedIn Jobs is simple, easy. It takes just minutes. Then add your job in the purple hashtag hiring frame to your LinkedIn profile to spread the word that you're hiring. Simple tools like screening questions make it easy to focus on candidates. With just the right skills and experience, you can quickly prioritize who you'd like to interview and hire. It's why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires versus leading competitors. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the qualified candidates you want to talk to faster. Post your job for free at LinkedIn.com/Bart. That's LinkedIn.com/Bart to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply.
That was an overreaction.
Overreaction Monday.
That was uncalled for.
On Bart and Hahn.
Oh, yes. We got calls to roll through. We'll continue to do that. I mean, again, the Cowboys just open up a can in the fourth quarter on the Colts. My goodness, last night, 54-19. And Bart, wait till you see what ESPN's Football Power Index has to say about who is the new favorite to win the Super Bowl. How about them Cowboys? You've got that. But yet another injury for them on the defensive side that they have to worry about. They're meeting with Odell Beckham Jr. Keep an eye on that story as Jerry Jones wants his guy after Odell did spend some time with the Giants over the weekend. 49ers, are they done without Jimmy G? What are their options at this point? Joe Burrow dominating Patrick Mahomes again. And Bart, Lamar Jackson. I mean, this is deja vu all over again. Week 14, You're 8-4.
Yeah.
And you lose Lamar Jackson for what Harbaugh said is a number of days to weeks.
Yeah.
Remember last year he hurt his ankle. He didn't play the last five games of the season. They went 0-5.
Yeah.
Didn't make the playoffs.
Right.
Major concern, of course, there. Ties suck if you're a Giants fan and a Commanders fan. You're like, what the hell? And oh, by the way, one last thing and then we'll get back to the calls. I'm giving you all my overreactions. I was frustrated with the Jets' loss in Minnesota, but I was pretty, I'm not going to say happy, but I couldn't help but feel good about what I saw that team do in the second half of that game and come oh so close. Braxton Berrios, just hang on to that thing. I mean, they were just couldn't make the play they needed to make, but they were right there banging on the door to steal a win in Minnesota. So a lot of things certainly to look at and talk about with you. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. So, Bart, let's just go back to what you were talking about, and that is, of course, where the Niners go from here.
Yeah.
And to do that, let's first go to Ace in South Bend. Ace.
Yes, sir. How you doing? You
know,
good morning, good morning, good morning, good afternoon. I just want to express my, gratitude for you guys taking my call. But let me express myself. I think Baker Mayfield will be better fitted in the 49ers scheme of things. Bart, what you think about that?
Well, I think that Baker Mayfield is a guy that we don't really know because he's pretty much been, at one organization. I don't know how quickly he can pick up systems. I know that Joe Flacco probably is listening to the same verbiage there, the same way that, people are listening to the same verbiage in Green Bay. You talk about the West Coast type of offense. I think that LaFleur, and Salah are very familiar mm-hmm. with the verbiage. So, I think it's easier to get somebody in week 14 that kind of is in the same concepts. That's a Super Bowl MVP. To be able to do that type of offense. So I think when you look at Joe Flacco or even I don't know, Tyrod Taylor, this is when relationships matter, right? This is when relationships matter because you have to, you can't trade right now. You can't trade. You have to outright release a guy.
Right.
So you have to release a guy knowing that, you've already had those conversations that he'll sign with you. So mm-hmm. this could be an opportunity. Maybe Tyrod Taylor is available for a mobile quarterback or a guy that you can say, okay, well, we'll release him for you.
Because you want somebody with experience, right?
Exactly.
That's what you're saying about the Niners, is that it's the Purdy story. That was a nice story for one game, but the feeling is you can't expect a guy with no experience to be able to do this. You'd love to see it. It'd be a great rags-to-riches story, of course. The ultimate Mr. Irrelevant, story it would be. But you have to have some type of insurance.
Yeah, because you have to ask yourself – you have to ask yourself, if they went to Mr. Irrelevant, then who's his backup if he gets hurt?
Exactly. Yeah, there's no doubt. All right, let's take another call. Because I think this is a huge story in the NFL right now, especially with the idea that the reports
they were the favorite, in my opinion.
Carolina will release Baker Mayfield. We go to Pittsburgh and talk to Colton. Colton, how you doing?
I'm good, man. Yeah, I want to talk about the Baker Mayfield. But real quick for Bart, I'm a Darrell Revis fan. I grew up in Isle of Quipa. Do you see shades of Darrell Revis in Sauce Gardner right now? Might that be Sauce Island 2.0?
No, Sauce is actually, more like Cromartie. Actually, DJ Reed is more like
different.
Revis
with
his ability to be physical. Revis was stronger than people gave him credit for. Like, Sauce is real long, and if you look at his mannerisms and how he kind of grabby and he wraps receivers up, that's what Cromartie did. He used his length like Stacey Augmon to kind of wrap guys up and push them and keep them away. Darrell was more of a technician and more of a competitor. I always say, Cromartie had the skill set to be the greatest cornerback ever. He's probably one of the best athletes I've ever seen. But he lacked the mentality like Revis. Revis is all about the mentality and the technique and the competitive nature. Never, ever have I seen Darrell Revis take a playoff in practice. I don't care if we were in walkthroughs. He wouldn't let guys catch the ball in walkthroughs. And it doesn't matter if that was like us servicing each other, linebackers just kind of, oh, and they speed up, and Revis would speed up and smack the ball down like, hey, man, quit trying to go fast in walkthroughs. Cromartie was one of those guys that you say, man, if he ever kind of locked in, he could have been the greatest to ever do it.
Yeah, I mean, the two of them at one point, though, when they were together with the Jets, they were fantastic, and you're getting those kind of vibes out of Sauce and DJ in this one. I mean, Justin Jefferson had big moments in that game.
Man, he had 47 yards. He talked stuff.
That's what I mean. Like it wasn't – there were big plays, but it wasn't like he was putting up 150 yards receiving against these two. But still, quite the game that was, and one of many stories, as we still have one more game to go tonight, the Bucs and the Saints tonight for Monday Night Football. Overreaction Monday continues. We've got your calls at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. And oh, by the way, like I said, ESPN's Power Index has a new Super Bowl favorite, and there's a star on the helmet for that team. We will discuss that and more. It's Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Bart and Hahn.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Well, that's Barton Hahn, and while it is Overreaction Monday, and we do have your NFL calls, we are presented by Progressive Insurance, and with that, we do need to just suddenly hit the breaking news sounder here.
Yeah.
Because we've got huge breaking news. If only my page was up. We have huge breaking news. I'll take that. That'll work,
Let's
too.
Let's go. Was it Cronkite?
It could be.
Alan Cronkite. Alan Cronkite.
Rather. It's whatever you want it to be. Jeff Passan, just moments ago, tweeting, Justin Verlander and the New York Mets in agreement on a contract. Sources familiar with the deal tell ESPN. John Heyman saying that the Verlander deal is 2 years, $86 million. So you've got Max Scherzer and now Justin Verlander. You remember Bart,
putting the band back together. Putting the band. Let's get Miggy. Come on, Miggy. Miggy, come on down, Miggy.
No, wait. Who else was on that?
Martinez.
What other pitches? They had like four pitches that were incredible on that.
Yeah, they had Price, and they had
I'm all set there. So Jacob DeGrom leaves the Mets a bit unceremoniously, and it almost I was a bit surprised. There were some that took it hard, and others that were like, whatever.
To the Rangers? Like, really? That's what we doing?
Took the money, went to Texas. At Buster only, I give him credit.
The money wasn't that, though. The money wasn't that, though.
He never even gave the Mets a chance. Like, he just was like, I'm out. So it let you know, I don't really want to be here. Okay, peace. And then you have a bunch of big names that are available on the market, as they always are, and the Mets land Verlander.
That's a right
now the Yankees have Gerrit Cole. You talk about, by the way, this is being used by everybody now. It's almost like played out. It's sad.
It's like watching Minnesota do the gritty. Like, come on, bro.
Everywhere.
We've moved on.
All of a sudden, you hear this song. You're like, oh, okay, we're doing this.
I heard Timmy Trumpet's going to have a weekly appearance at Citi Field next year.
Yeah, weekly?
Oh,
I mean,
by the way,
he got real popular.
How does Judge love them, Bay? Oh,
well, just think about this though. Gerrit Cole and of course Verlander, like what you couldn't get him? Like Max Scherzer won this one. I'm just saying.
Listen, can I also explain why this happened?
Please do.
See, so billionaires and people with a lot of money aren't used to people like sunning them. Right. So like I feel like this was an emotional move because fiscally it may not be the best move that you can make. Right. You're talking about a 38 year old pitcher.
Yeah.
I understand he just won a Cy Young, but he got lit up in the World Series. But this is a move
mattered, he did show up, though.
Yeah. If you look, this matches Scherzer and Verlander together to be off the books at the same time? Because didn't Scherzer sign a 3-year or 4-year deal?
3-year. Yeah.
3-year. So this is the second of his third year. Right. So yeah. it matches up perfect. So this is telling me that the Mets aren't finished because they're trying to go for it right now. They're saying we're going to go for a 2-year window when we're going to try and really go for this, and we don't care about the luxury tax or any of that stuff. Right. Mm-hmm. So right now you talk about a 1-2 punch and they have to improve that bullpen. But this is what happens when you have a owner that's richer than every other owner in the league. He's going to make these emotional brass decisions because I feel like he felt disrespected by Jacob DeGrom, the fact that he never even gave him an opportunity to match it. So here it is. I'm going to pay this guy more than you because guess what? We feel like he may not be better than you, but we feel like he's more reliable than you. And I believe in Verlander being here for 2 years and being available every game.
Available is the big word.
More than you. So how? So now this is like, nah. And I'm sure DeGrom's like, well, I might have taken it $40. That's $43 million a year.
The thing with DeGrom is that he is arguably the best pitcher in baseball
right now, but
lately his availability has been a major question mark. So of course that's the risk that the Rangers were fine to take because they have to. They're in desperate mode. The Mets did not, and instead the Mets turned to Verlander and they bring in another guy. It's a shorter term deal. And you feel pretty good about a guy who just won a World Series and Cy Young. Like the guy's, you know, obviously uber talented. And now you've got still that 1-2 punch that you've always, you know, that everybody seems to need to have. Now, Carlos Rodon is still out there. The Mets were in on him. But you wonder now how much did the Yankees get, you know, a little more.
They may not be finished.
Do they up the ante on that? The Dodgers, meanwhile, speaking of aces, they have re-signed Clayton Kershaw. They gave him a 1-year deal for 20. So the team made that official. So Kershaw stays in L.A., and no surprise certainly there. But, I mean, the hot stove is heating up. It's hot, red hot right now.
And it's the meetings right now, too. So
yeah, the winter meetings. Well, you knew once the winter meetings open up, that's when action starts to happen. And I wonder, too, because Aaron Judge, you mentioned the Aaron Judge stuff. Aaron Judge did kind of hint that, you know, this is not going to drag on. So you have
to show me the money now. You better be aggressive.
Something will get done, pretty soon here. So, again, the big news, if you're just joining us, Justin Verlander signs with the Mets on a 2-year deal. Jeff Passan had it just a few minutes ago. So he leaves Houston. He goes to New York, but not with the Yankees, not with Gerrit Cole, another former teammate, Max Scherzer now, and Justin Verlander in New York with the Mets, who just changed up that starting pitching rotation. They lose to DeGrom. They gained Verlander. That is a huge get for the Mets. There's no doubt about
it. And it has to be a huge get for us to interrupt Overreaction Mondays.
Oh, no doubt.
So everybody out there, don't worry. When we come back, we're going to go back to Overreaction Mondays. But only Verlander, only Aaron Judge, only Clayton Kershaw or Otani are worthy for baseball to interrupt football.
Yes, no doubt about it. So we got your calls coming up, 888-8-ESPN, 888-729-3776. And, of course, a reaction to the Verlander news to the Mets, no question. We will certainly take those calls as well. It's Barton on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Your small business keeps you on the go. Progressive Commercial Insurance keeps your policy within reach with our easy-to-use mobile app. Learn more at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Bart and Hahn.
Game, we're able to break it open there in the fourth quarter.
Pollard! Dancing and walking the dog. You get a touchdown. You get a touchdown. Everybody gets a touchdown.
Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott.
I love this song. Who is this?
How about this?
It's 80s.
I know, right? Hell of a theme song.
Yeah, Dallas. Okay.
Well, you understand why, of course, right?
I love it.
Put the Overreaction Monday.
Put the expectations high, Alan.
Yeah, they're going to be. I mean, you want to set it up, we'll set it up. Now, again, we've got your calls, and those who want to sound off on the – I mean, I'm still just not getting over the Verlander to the Mets news that just broke because I'll say it. I know it's played out. I don't care. If George Steinbrenner was still with us, there's no way he lets him go to the Mets. But the Yankees, according to some reports, they just didn't want to go to that third year.
I don't get it.
Investing third option. They didn't want to do it.
So when Houston puts their ass out of the postseason again.
Woosah. What do you always say? Namaste.
Woosah. Kuma.
This is not the time for me to start going off on Brian Cashman and then Hal Steinbrenner and all that stuff, because we got football to get to.
Let's get back to that foosball, Bobby Boucher.
Man, I'm about to.
They're going to lose to Houston again because Alvarez is versus Nestor Cortez instead of Verlander.
Why would you do this? Why? Meh. Anyways, Dan Orlovsky this morning, after the Cowboys beat the Colts 54-19, 33 points.
Quit saying it like that, though, Alex.
I know, but damn.
You're saying it because football. Everybody didn't watch the game. So they hear 54. Still,
they put up almost 200 points now over the last couple of weeks. Okay. Their offense has been prolific. And here's Dan Orlovsky from Get Up this morning. Just let's start raising the expectations, maybe.
If the Cowboys don't get to the NFC title game, it's their greatest disappointment in 25 years. They got to go through one healthy team. That's good. That's the Eagles. I don't think they're good enough to beat the Eagles, but they got to go through one team. San Francisco, I still think, is very good, but they're on their third-string quarterback. That's a reality.
Yeah.
I still think they're very good, but you got to go through a team with their third. Guys, they were up by two against the Colts.
Ooh. Okay, so here's what ESPN's analytics are telling us, that the new favorite to win the Super Bowl, Bart Scott, are the Dallas Cowboys. To make the Super Bowl, 50%. To win the Super Bowl, 31%. It's the highest percentages of any team in the league. The Chiefs are at 41% after the loss to the Burrows. 23% to win the Super Bowl, 41% just to make it. The Bills, even though they won, don't matter. 35% to make the Super Bowl and 19% to win it. And then how about, oh, by the way, who are we forgetting? Oh, that's right, fly, Eagles, fly. The Eagles are down to 30%. I'm sorry, did they lose? 30%. And to win the Super Bowl, they're at 13%. So you're telling me, ESPN Analytics, I need one of the geeks to call in. Yeah. Somebody at ESPN has got to call me and explain this. Yeah, the Cowboys are at 50% to make the playoffs and 31% to win it, and the Eagles are 30% to make the playoffs and 13% to win it. In what world right now? In what world?
Here's the reality. Listen, our listeners, we are here not only to tell you the what, but to also tell you the why. And okay, Here's the why, right?
Please do.
You say you see the score yesterday, and it's 19-54. But what if I told you?
What if I told you
that the Dallas Cowboys, through three quarters, scored 21 points?
Mm-hmm.
Like, sometimes you got to have everything in context.
Yes.
It was 19-21 against the Saturdays on Sunday. Yes. So let's keep it real. Nobody, you know, some crazy stuff had to happen for you to be able to score 33 points in one quarter. So let's keep it the reality. Tell me this. Which is a bigger win? Dallas beating the Colts or the Philadelphia Eagles holding King Henry and the Tennessee Titans?
Yes.
To 10 points and putting up 35.
35-10, A.J. Brown revenge game. Hurts was again fantastic.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
How does that?
I'm sorry. I need somebody
from ESPN's analytics team that came up with these numbers.
Yeah.
You got to tell us. You got to call the show. Go across the campus. Go into the control room. Grab a mic and explain to me how this is possible. Because Bart, what we're getting now, of course, is that this is a typical Cowboys. It's always times.
It's 10. The fluff. Yeah. This is like Nick Saban lobbying about why. But the thing about Nick Saban
almost
lobbying for
the college football playoff.
Yeah, the difference between Nick Saban lobbying for why is that he's going off past history.
Yes.
The Dallas Cowboys have no good past history.
Yeah, so, not good.
So the reason why they're probably favorite, and Dallas fans, please call in.
Even
they don't believe this. The reason why they're elevated is because San Francisco comes down.
Well, maybe that's all to the other case of it, too. But why would they be above the Eagles?
I have no idea.
From Bart and Hahn Nation, we've got Craig in Delaware hitting us up on the Dr. Pepper call-in line.
Dallas fan of what?
Craig.
Yeah, I'm here, huh?
What's
hey,
happening?
Bart, I got a question for you. It's a three-part question. Hear me out before you say anything.
Okay.
The Dallas Cowboys, not just because I'm a Cowboy fan, we will make it there because we have no other choice. It's Jerry Jones's destiny to go out with a not wishing nothing bad, just saying, to go out with a Super Bowl ring. And second part, when you going to talk about my Lakers and their resurgence?
Tall. The Anthony Davis.
How much do you? How much faith do you have in Justin Verlander at 38 and injury prone now?
Hold on. I got the same faith in Verlander because guess what? Just two months ago, I watched him win a World Series, and I saw him get a trophy less than a month ago. But you mean to tell me you got faith in the Dallas Cowboys and you ain't saw them win nothing in 20 years?
Because I'm a lifelong Dallas Cowboy fan. I'm 55 years old, be 56 soon.
Well,
Bart.
I'm sorry. First of all, congratulations. First of all, happy birthday before your birthday even comes. That is a great, beautiful thing. But what I'm trying to say is, how do you elevate them over the team that beat them that only has one loss? Who do you tell? I'm going to ask you a question. Which win is a better win? Philly beating Tennessee, who we know Tennessee can go toe-to-toe with anybody. We saw them damn near beat Kansas City with Malik Willis.
It's the win over Tennessee. Yeah.
So what I'm saying is, how are they elevated past everybody else? So what I'm saying is, the Dallas Cowboys need to ride underneath the radar because they don't really do well when expectations are
high. That is never going to happen. Craig, thanks for the call. All the best to you.
He wants to talk about the Lakers, though, too, and Frieda. He wants to talk about Frieda and talk about how Frieda is
balling. The way he's been playing lately, I do owe Anthony Davis a little bit of an apology. He played himself into shape, and he's been unbelievable. Like, he's played.
But this is what I would say.
Basketball.
Though, Alan, is where does that put them still?
The Lakers?
Six, the play-in?
Oh, man, no. It hasn't changed my outlook on the entire team. The roster's still garbage, but, you know.
So have the conversation changed.
Let's not get off track because, again, my whole point – you know what? I know we only have a minute here, but I know that Roy in the truck understands to keep it tight. Roy, because you love to give me the real about the Cowboys, just say it real quick why you don't believe in the Cowboys. Say it real quick.
That guy who just called, you better pay attention to the last time that doggone quarterback screwed up a simple play at the end of the game. He is unreliable. Wait till the pressure gets on him. He's going to screw up again. And you know what? That doggone Jalen Hurts, that guy's scary. I didn't know he ran like that. But you know what he reminds me of? Randall Cunningham. And I couldn't think of it, but that's the dude. He's bad dude.
Well, he's a power lifter, too. So, you know, Randall Cunningham was a little gummy. But, you know what I'm saying, I understand your point. They still got the ability to be dynamic in space.
Well, you know what? Micah Parsons is the one that said, man, he said it on Twitter, man, we're really making people play scared. He said it's comical.
Making who play scared?
The Cowboys are definitely feeling themselves right now. There's no doubt about that.
They got
more of your overreaction calls at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. And also, we get more of Bart's biggest takeaways from Sunday's slate of NFL games. A lot to get to. Head into hour number two. It's Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Hahn podcast. You can listen to the guys live weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio. Plus, you can listen and watch the guys on the ESPN app. This is the Bart and Hahn podcast.